how he loves us. Praise his name this morning. We're beginning a new sermon series over the next few weeks entitled The Love of God. I want to begin this morning by sharing with you how God loves us. Oh, how he loves us. This thing of love and loving is an interesting thing. But truth is, being loved is another. And I believe we all want to be loved. It's a basic human need. We all want to be loved. Who here doesn't want to be loved? Any volunteers? Of course not. We all want to be loved. And the truth is, we are. We are. Believe that or not, we are loved. I know there are days where we wonder. Sometimes those days come more than we like, but there are still days where we wonder if we are loved. I remember that old saying from childhood, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I'll believe I'll just go out and eat worms. I hope you've never gotten that far. If you have, I hope you enjoyed them. But nonetheless, I want you to know this morning that you are loved. You are loved. God loves you. When everybody else and everything else seems to fail you, and you're in that moment where you think nobody in the world loves you, God loves you. Oh, how he loves you. The love of God is an amazing thing. The songwriter Frederick Laham, and we sang that song this morning, said it this way. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. There's not enough words in any language today to describe the love of God and the love that God has for us. In the song, The Love of God simply states for us that the love of God is indescribable. I just want to share this verse with you from the song we sang this morning. Sometimes we sing songs and we get into the rhythm and the music and we just don't really grasp the words. But I love that last verse of the love of God. And it simply shares with us, could we with ink the ocean fill? And were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill? And every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. The love of God is completely and entirely indescribable. It's an absolutely amazing thing. However, today I would like us to take a deeper look at how God loves us. And hopefully in the next few moments we can gain a greater understanding of God's love. And when I think about God's love, I couldn't help but think about that verse that all of us have probably memorized at some point in our life, and if we haven't, it's time that we have. And so I'd like to draw our attention to our Bibles this morning. Let's turn over to John chapter 3. We want to look at verses 16 and 17 this morning as it shares with us this beautiful, beautiful passage in regard to God's love for us. Let's stand for the reading of the Word. John chapter 3, verse 16 this morning. Then it shares with us, John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to You this morning, we're so thankful for the love of God. And Lord, I pray this morning as we come to Your Word, and we desire this morning to understand this beautiful thing of the love of God. And we know that sometimes it's just so uncomprehendable. And sometimes we wonder, Lord, how You could love us, why You would love us. And we wonder, what is it that You're doing, Lord, in our heart and life? But I pray this morning that as we come to Your Word and we come to this place in the service, Lord, that we would be able today to experience the love of God in our life and would be able to leave this place this morning knowing a little more about Your love and how it flows to us and why You love us so much. And so I pray this morning, above all, that we are genuinely experiencing Your love. And for that to happen, Lord, we need You to come and we need You to move upon us. And we need You to stir our heart and our mind. And Lord, just love us this morning, as I know, Lord, that You will. But I also pray, Lord, that You allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the preaching of the Word, so that I can convey Your thoughts, Lord, to Your people. And so, Lord, I need Your touch this morning. We just ask You, Lord, to come in a mighty way. Stir us, Lord, this morning. May we experience You from the depths of Your love. For we ask in Your precious name. And amen. You may be seated this morning. And so as we begin this series in regard to the love of God and begin to ponder just how it is that God loves us, we come to these two extremely important verses that begin to help us understand God's love for us. And they simply share with us that God loved the world so much that He sent His only Son into the world. Sent His Son to experience life as we experience life, to feel what we would feel, to know and suffer pain and death at Calvary's cross, so that we could be redeemed, so that we would have the opportunity to experience the love of God. And He sent Christ into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved, and that the world through Him might begin to experience God's love. God loved us so much, He sacrificed His Son. And when we think about a love like that, it's perplexing, and it's profound. Sometimes it's hard to grasp love like that. Love that is so sacrificial, to begin to understand that God loves us that much. And sometimes when we talk about love like that, we kind of struggle with that, to begin to understand that type of love. And in our human capacity, sometimes it's difficult. And so it's difficult sometimes. But I want you to know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that God loves you. God loves you. Sometimes we need help with that. And so I want you to say that this morning. But I don't want you to say you. I want you to say me. And so together we're going to say, God loves me. Let's do that together. God loves me. Let's do that again. I want us to get this. I want us to experience this. God loves me. One more time. God loves me. That's good stuff, church. That's genuine. That's real. You can count on that. That God loves you. But yet too often we struggle with it. And unfortunately, sometimes we choose to ignore it. I don't know why. But we do. And we do that sometimes through our own ignorance. There was a time in my life I didn't know that God loved me. It was a foreign subject to me. Until someone had shared the fact with me that Christ died for me and that He loved me so much that He sent Christ to Calvary. And so sometimes people don't know that they're loved by God simply through ignorance because they just don't know. But that's not the case for us this morning. Because in the last few minutes I just told you that God loves you. And just a few minutes ago you just told yourself that God loves you. Did you not? Say amen, yes, shake your head, do something this morning, absolutely. So we know this morning, may not understand, may not grasp it all, but we know this morning that God loves us. But yet sometimes we still struggle with that, not only maybe through ignorance, but sometimes it's through our own desire to be in control of our own life. Instead of encountering God's love, sometimes we just love ourselves too much and we want to do things the way we want to do it, no matter what God thinks. And so when we do that, we hinder this concept of God's love in our life. But sometimes it might be through the doubts about the realities of God. We might even question this morning, why would God love me? How could God love me? And all the things that's going on in my life, there's no way God loves me. Or these things wouldn't happen to me. Boy, that's a question to be pondered. And so we might doubt this very concept. Not only that God even exists, but the fact that He would even love us or even dare to love us. But He does. Guarantee you He does. And maybe sometimes we struggle with this concept of God loving us because of the pressures from others, from friends, and family. I remember the pressures as a teenage minister going to high school. There were some challenging days where my so-called associates, I wouldn't call them my friends because my friends don't treat you that way, would give me havoc about who I was and what I believed and the concept that I loved God and that God loved me. And so sometimes it's pressure from others. We struggle with this love of God and the love that God has for us. And sometimes it's simply by the way that we live our lives. Sometimes we live our lives like, well, we don't love ourselves, and it's certainly that God doesn't love us. You put all those things together. May it be ignorance or our own desire to be in control or our doubts about the realities of God or the pressures from others in our lives and even the way that we live our own lives, and we come away from that and we might say, I just don't get this thing that God loves me or that God cares about me or that God even loves anybody. And we get this concept, but I want you to note this morning, make absolutely no mistake about it, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on, no matter what you think, no matter what you feel, God still loves you. It's an absolute truth. We have John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, and Genesis 1:1 to Revelations, simply because God loves you. As profound and preponderating as it is, God loves you. And so I think we have to ask a genuine question this morning. Now we could ask a million questions, and we begin to scratch the surface this morning of God's love for us. And over the next few Sundays, we're going to talk about God's love and how that then flows out of us as well. But I couldn't even begin this morning in the moments we have together to give you a complete picture of God's love. It's near impossible. I could spend every Sunday morning for eternity sharing with you about God's love, and it still wouldn't be sufficient. But yet I still think we need to ask the question this morning about how God loves. Because I think there's some important things this morning that we need to understand about this concept of how God loves us. And I do want us to go beyond the warm, fuzzy, exciting feelings in regard to God's love for us and to get to some truths that make all the difference in the world in regard to this love that God has for us. And so four things that I want to share with you this morning in regard to how God loves us. And for most of you, they won't be anything new. But there's something we need to understand over and over and over again. And so guess what we're going to do? We're going to go over them again. Because God loves us. And so as we ask that question this morning, how does God love us? I want you to note this morning that God loves us or you equally. God loves us equally. He loves us the same. You remember growing up, there are moments in your life where you thought your mom and dad loved your brother or your sister more than you. Come on now, shake your head. You know what I'm talking about. That, in fact, there may be moments in your life now where you think this friend or this coworker or that boss or maybe even a parent loves them or this one or that one or that one more than you. There might even been the moment where you believe that God loves that person more than you. Well, if you love me, Lord, as much as that one, you wouldn't let this happen and this wouldn't happen. And look how you're working and blessing in their life and you're not doing... Well, do you love them more than me? Come on now, most of us have been down that road. Maybe we even took a recent trip. But I want you to know that's not true. That is an absolute lie of the devil. Now, there are people in the world that might love other people more than us. That might be true, but when we're talking about the love of God and the love that He has for you and I, He loves every one of us equal. He doesn't love you any more than me. He doesn't love me any more than you or the person walking down the street this morning whose name you don't know. He loves them. Jesus came into this world, John 3:16, for them, for you, for me. That same blood He shed on Calvary is the same blood that saves me, you, and them. And I know you've heard this statement. If you were the only one, Jesus would have still came into this world. He doesn't love anybody any more than anybody else. So when the devil says to you, oh, God loves them more than you, you say, that's a lie. It's a lie. God loves us equally. Romans chapter 2 verse 11 says, for there is no partiality with God. He loves everybody. No partiality. He says in Romans chapter 10, verse 12, for there is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. There's no difference. We refer to the Jews as the chosen people of God, often referred to the Greeks as heathens. God loves the chosen ones as much as He did the heathens. That's profound. I'm going to share this too. You know, God loves the lost and the sinner just as much as He loves us this morning. Now we experience God's love differently because of our relationship, but He doesn't love them any less. Doesn't love them any more. He loves all of us. So if you're ever in that moment where you say, nobody loves me, God does. God does. I want you to know we do here at Dover Hill too. Right? I'm on now. Right? Amen. Yes. But God does. Because He loves everyone equally. Not only does He love everyone equally, we discover also that God loves unconditionally.
I love that.
God loves unconditionally. What's that mean? No matter what. No matter where you've been, how long you've been there, no matter what you've done, how long you've done it, God loves you. Whatever you're struggling with right now, God loves you. If there's been moments in your life where you doubt because of what you've done and where you've been, that God forgive you and that God loves you, I want you to know this morning He wants to forgive you for whatever that might be and that He loves you. Even when we do something that's dumb and stupid and we look back and say, I wish I'd never done that. No matter what, God loves you. You might say, oh, pastor, there's people that's unlovable. Sometimes I feel unlovable. God doesn't stop loving us. Even when He's upset with us. And yes, God gets upset with us. Absolutely. But He doesn't stop loving us. Because His love's unconditional. And you might say, oh, pastor, I don't know about that. I want you to know about that. Most of you are parents. When your children did something you didn't like, did you stop loving them? Sure you did. Right. You threw them out of the house and said, I don't ever want to speak to you again. No, you didn't. You might have disciplined them, and they might have deserved it. But at some point you put your arms around them and you said, I love you. And sometimes when you discipline, you said to them, this hurts me more than you. And they're going, no way. But yes. Why? Because you love them. I tell you that I have the greatest kids in the world. I believe that. But I can assure you there were moments where they probably didn't think I loved them. But anyway. And they did things I didn't like. But I can assure you to this day that I love them. That's how God feels about us. Why? Because we're His children. Every one of us. Here right now. We're His children and He loves us unconditionally. Maybe we're doing something in our life that God doesn't want us doing right now. He still loves us. Now that's not a license to sin. That's not a license to do wrong. I hope we get that. We can't say, well, because God loves me, He won't punish me for this. There's consequences. But I want you to know that God loves you. No matter what. And what's going on out there in the world, those things that people are doing that is hurtful and painful, God loves them. God loves them. If ever in that moment, I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, no matter what's going on, no matter what we've done, no matter how that flows out in our life, God loves us because God loves us unconditionally. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 and 8 shares with us, the Lord did not set His love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all people. He's talking to the nation of Israel, least of all people. But because the Lord loves you, and because He would keep the oath from which He swore to His fathers, the Lord had brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Unconditionally. No matter what. Doesn't matter who we are. Doesn't matter if we're rich, poor, thin, skinny, bald, whatever. Doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. God loves unconditionally. Not a moment in your life that God doesn't love you. I hope we get that. I hope we do. Not only does God love us unconditionally, God loves us, you, eternally. You say, well, Pastor, isn't that the same thing? No, not necessarily. It's unconditional love, but I want you to know this morning, too, that it's eternal love. It's forever. God loved you yesterday. He loves you today. He's going to love you tomorrow. He's going to love you next week and the month after that and the year after that and the year after that. And He's going to love you when your life has come and gone and you've left this physical world and entered the spiritual world. God's love for us is eternal. It is forever. Humanity doesn't have this concept of love. People fall in out of love on a daily basis. I know, and you know that I'm not a big Facebook fan, but if you get on there for any length of time, it's the person's in this relationship, and they're out of that relationship, and they're into this relationship, and they're out of that relationship, and they're into this relationship. They met this guy 5 minutes ago, and they're absolutely head over heels in love. And a day later, they've forgotten their name and they've moved on to somebody else. That's not the type of love I'm talking about. That's not the love of God. The love of God is eternal. Forever. Yeah, that's perplexing love. I've shared with you so many times that when it comes to this word of love, it's the most misunderstood word in the English dictionary, in the English language. Far too often we base love on an emotion. And that's why people are in and out of relationships. I get this warm, fuzzy, oh, I love them. Oh, I love this. Warm, fuzzy is gone. Done with that. Love is a choice. Scripture defines for us love as a choice. God chooses to love us eternally. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3 shares with us, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you." Everlasting love. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39 shares with us, and I absolutely love these verses the Apostle Paul shares with the Romans. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or prevail or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for slaughter. Yet in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded, and I am, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." God loves us eternally. You're ever in that moment where you're wondering, does anybody love me? God loves you. Yesterday, today, and for eternity. God loves you eternally. Not only does God love you eternally, God loves you sacrificially. And He desires a relationship with you. He loves you sacrificially. Back to John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, that have everlasting life." God sacrificed His Son. He loves us, loves you so much that He sacrificed His own Son to prove to us how much He loves us. And He did that so that we would have the opportunity to have a relationship with Him. I want you to get that. He loved us enough to sacrifice His Son so that we might be able to love Him. That's powerful stuff. Sometimes you have to step back a moment and take a deep breath. That's love that is so indescribable. He loves us sacrificially. And if we're going to understand this morning that God loves us sacrificially and that He desires to have a relationship with us, there's two things that we have to consider this morning. First is our problem, and second is His provision. And so if we understand God's sacrificial love and His desire to have a relationship with us, we must first understand our problem. Humanity has a problem. That problem is sin. Sin separates us from God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." There's not a human being that's ever existed except for Christ who has not sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because we've all sinned, we needed provision. We're going to talk about the provision in just a minute. But our problem is sin. And sin separates. Not only does sin separate, but sin brings death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Sin only leads us to separation from God, but to death. Boy, we could spend a lot of time there this morning. We're not going to do that. But I couldn't help but think about this sign that Eli and I seen. We was in one of those junk stores, flea market type things, and there was this big sign. I love those outdoor signs. Anyway, it's got a big grizzly bear on it. And the sign said, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, except bears. Bears will kill you." I couldn't help but think about that. I want you to know this morning there's two things. There might be a whole list of things that actually kill us, but I know there are two things that can kill you. That must be bears and sin. Our problem, humanity's problem, is sin. But God loves us so much. He loves us sacrificially. And He desires to have a relationship with us, even though humanity has a problem. And maybe this morning we have a problem. We never like to admit that we have problems, but sometimes we have problems. And sometimes that problem is sin. And that sin separates us from the love of God. But He has a provision. There's a problem. He has a provision. He has an answer. And that answer is Jesus. That answer is the cross and the resurrection of Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, our call to worship this morning. "But God demonstrated His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And the moments where we didn't love Him, and the moments where we were sinners, and we were separated from God, He still loved us. Loved us so much that Christ was willing to die, that we could once again experience the love of God in our life. He loves us sacrificially, and He desires to have a relationship with us this morning simply because He loves us. Church, that's profound. Even though there's a problem, He has a solution. He has a provision. It's Jesus. Well, truth is, this morning we can go on and on and on describing for you how God loves us, sharing with you verse after verse after verse. But in the few moments we've shared with you this morning, I believe it becomes obviously clear that He loves us. There shouldn't be any doubt in our mind this morning that God loves us. Yet for some reason, sometimes, we still struggle. And believe it or not, sometimes we still reject His love. That's perplexing. Note, however, when we reject the love of God, it often results in living an empty and miserable life that will lead to self-destruction. When we look around at our society, and we say, what's wrong with those people? We do that. Now, don't tell me you don't. You hear the news, reading the paper, wherever you go. Sometimes you're just out there and you see what people do. And you say, what's wrong with them? They've rejected the love of God on a self-destruction course. Because you cannot and will not be able to find the love that we were created to experience apart from God. The beauty of it is, we don't have to live that way. We don't have to be on a self-destruction course. We can know and experience the love of God in our life. The truth is, right here, right now, in this moment, God loves you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. And as you know, He desires a personal relationship with you. Not this broad statement when we think about God's love. You know, God loves everybody. I want you to know, yeah, He loves everybody. But I want you to know when He loves you. You! And He wants a relationship with you. He wants you this morning to experience His love. The peace and the mercy and the grace and the forgiveness that keeps us from that desire to go out and eat worms. He wants you this morning to know that love. And so that when everything is falling apart, and friends and family have failed you, that you still know at the end of the day that I'm loved. I had a mentor ask me one time, he says, Mike, in the early days of ministry, when days were tough and difficult, how'd you make it through? What kept you going? This was my response. At the end of the day, I knew two things. My wife loved me, and God loved me. That's what it's all about. That's what it's about. No matter what, God loved me. Church, I want you to know this morning, beyond a shadow of a doubt, God loves you. God loves you. And so as we close this morning, we've considered how God loves us. Boy, I wish I had more time to just talk to you more about how God loves us. We could be here all day. You want to be here all day? No, you don't. You can be honest. It's okay. But if you got one thing today, I want you to know that God loves you. And so as we come to a close this morning, I wonder today, what will you do with God's love? What will you do? Will you accept it? Will you experience it? Or will you reject it? Let's stand together this morning. Praise team's going to come. And they're going to share in song this morning. I really do wonder, right here in this moment, what are we going to do with God's love? I hope that we're going to rejoice in it and that we're going to experience it so that at any point in our life, we can always know without question that God loves me. So as we sing this morning, will you respond to God's love this morning? If you've never experienced God's love in your life, today's the day. Right now's the time. Just be sensitive to the Lord as He speaks to you this morning and shares His love with you. As we sing this morning, be mindful of the Lord.
The Father's love for us, how vast beyond all
know this morning, you are loved. You are loved. You are loved. No matter the circumstances, no matter the difficulties of life, not even our own doubts from time to time. We're loved. And God loves us. Never ever forget. God loves you. God loves you. Wow, what a way to start a new sermon series. All to know that God loves us. Yet because God loves us, there has to be a response to that love. And I hope that we're responding to that love. And so next Sunday, we're going to talk about how we love God. And then the following week after that, as we're talking about God's love, we're going to talk about how we love others. Good stuff. All because of the very fact that God loves us. As we start this month of February, it is the love month, right? Thinking about your Valentines and all that good stuff. I've already been approached what I'm going to get my Valentine for Valentine's Day. And I was honoring and said, well, what are you going to get me? Isn't that interesting? Never mind. I'm not going to go there. I'll get in trouble. Anyway. But I know what God has given us. He's given us His Son because He's loved us so much. And so as we start this month of February and think about not only loving God, but loving others. Tonight when we gather for service, we're going to have communion. It's such a powerful expression of God's love for us and a reminder to us that God loves us, loved us so much that He sent His Son. And so I invite you this evening to come out to service tonight. Experience once again God's love for us as we share in communion tonight. Know today that you're loved. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. You're dismissed.